Let's set the table here, Jane. You're in Thief River, and you've been involved in the arts for a long time. And a lot of it in theater. And if you would, tell us how you're involved in theater these days up in TRF.
Currently, I am the executive director of the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater, which is growing in leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have projects. We used to only do shows in the summertime, and we are expanding out into the rest of the year, which is really fun and really exciting.
Now,
I'm very busy.
Yeah, I imagine, too, to do that, you have to have help. And when it comes to productions and organizing and all that good stuff and fundraising, do you have a board that goes along with your efforts up there?
We do. We have a board that meets monthly and consists of 11 members.
Okay.
And we've always got projects going on, but those board members are always helping. Plus, I have other people that I have a list of people who, you know, like to do things, and so I call on them, and it seems like there's always somebody at the ready.
Okay.
I'm so fortunate.
Yeah, very good. We're going to focus in on two things today. Kristen Egerling from the Arts Council dropped me a note and suggested we talk about two topics in our conversation today, and one of them is the last of the Red Hot Lovers. Wow, that got my attention. Now, tell me more about that.
Well, that is our Valentine's Dinner Theater that's taking place in February from the 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Eagles Club in Thief River Falls.
Okay.
It is a dinner theater, and the show focuses on romance and relationships. It was written by Neil Simon, and it is such a fun, funny, and beautiful script. It takes place in the 1970s, so it's a bit of a period piece. Rob Burkell is the main character, and he's struggling in his own marriage, and so he's looking to see what else is out there. And so it's just a very funny script with a very warm and sweet ending. And that's all I want to say because I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't spill the beans. Although I have a question about costumes. If this is from the 1970s, any bell bottoms on stage?
If we can find them, yeah, absolutely. Although Rob plays the only male part,
And
the rest of the cast are women, and they are all in dresses.
Okay.
So period dresses. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to ask his size because I have a pair of plaid bell bottoms at home that don't fit anymore. So,
I would love to have them. I do the costuming for our theater company, and you would be surprised at how hard it is to find clothes from the 1970s.
Yeah.
It's fun looking around and finding things, but it also is difficult. So, yes, I'll take those pans of yours.
All right. The last of the Red Hot Lovers for Valentine's Day. What a treat for your sweetheart, your friend, whoever. And to find out more, what can folks do on that, where they can go for a website or a phone number?
Yeah, well, tickets are available online at www.trfact.org.
Okay.
Or they can be purchased at DigiKey in Thief River Falls at the East Entrance anytime during business hours.
Very good.
And they're $25, but that includes a full taco bar, dessert, and the show.
What?
So it's a pretty deal.
What? Only $25? Get out of here. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a bargain. All right, $25 for entertainment and great food. And again, give us those dates and location again for the last of the Red Hot Lovers.
That will take place February 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Eagles Club in Thief River Falls.
All right, get those tickets again. DigiKey, and they're at the East Entrance, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. During business hours, Monday through Friday.
And your website again is?
TRFACT.org.
TRFACT.org. Very simple. All right. Now, Kristen's next topic here is Broadway Cabaret Fundraiser. But what's with that? What's going on?
Yes, this is coming up this coming Friday night.
Okay.
So it's February 17th. It will take place at the Riverwalk Public House in Thief River Falls. It is a fundraiser to support our 25th anniversary season this coming summer. And we're going to pull out all the stops, but we need some extra money. So this is a night of games and music to support our local community theater.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a temporary gambling license, so we have games of chance.
Oh.
With your ticket, which is $50, you not only get the entertainment for the evening, hors d'oeuvres, hot hors d'oeuvres, and a signature drink, but also 20 tickets that go into the bag auction. So we have quite a selection of really cool things. And those tickets get dropped in those bags, and then we pull the numbers, and whoever wins gets that prize. We also have games like Name That Broadway Tune,
mm-hmm.
and some other games like, we're going to do some 50-50 half the pot type games,
okay.
as well as some drawings for some special things like the Millionaire's Chance and the Wine Connoisseur's Basket.
Wow.
So there's all kind of crazy things going on that night and a lot of fun.
Yeah, F-U-N-N-N fun. That's this Friday, January 17th. And again, that's the Broadway Cabaret Fundraiser. Where's that at again?
That is at the Riverwalk Public House in Thief River Falls.
And where about would that be in the city?
Well, it's the Old Evergreen. If you're to that name, it is right out on Highway 32 across from Digi-Key.
Okay, not too far from Articat and Digi-Key. Very
right.
good. Now, to find out more about that big event coming up this Friday, again, they can contact the Arts Council at Warren. I'm sure they have information there. Or directly to the TRF Area Community Theater, their address again, their website, trfact.org. Am I right on that?
That is correct. So
All
tickets
right.
can be purchased through there. And then also they are available at the Riverwalk. And if there are any tickets available, we will have them at the door that night. The doors will open at 7 o'clock. So if there's anybody that's just thinking that might be fun, stop by. Come on in.
All right. Again, Last of the Red Hot Lovers coming up for Valentine's Day. Check that out. Again, $25. So cheap for a great evening of fun and great food, too. And then the Broadway Cabaret Fundraiser this Friday, the 17th, up in Thief River. Anything else to talk about, Jane, on your mind today? No? Yes?
Oh, my goodness. We have so many things going on. We have, of course, we have our Radio Readers Theater that takes place once or twice a month on 90.1.
Yes.
And we are, so we're doing those monthly. We have an elementary theater workshop series coming up in March at the Thief River Falls Public Library for grade schoolers. We've got auditions in March and April, so we'll have information on our website on those. And those are auditions for adults all the way down to this year's second graders. So there's just about something for everyone there. And then, we have our summer shows for 2020 all lined up already.
Well, for anyone who says there's nothing to do in the area, check out trfact.org. You'll find out firsthand how much there is to do and enjoy in Northwest Minnesota. And of course, you're looking for volunteers, you're looking for actors, you're looking for maybe members of support for what you do up there, and it's a tremendous asset to Northwest Minnesota. And what kind of a role does the Arts Council play in what you do, Jane?
Oh, tremendous role. Not only do we receive grants from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, but I talk to Mara somewhat regularly just about different business practices, and she's really a great resource to sort of problem solve. She's got her fingers into what's going on around the region and has contacts for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really appreciative of that support. And of course, Kristen is always advertising our events on that website also, which goes around to the region. So we are just so very grateful for the support that we've received over the years, pretty much from our start 25 years ago.
It's the TRF Area Community Theater. Their website, trfact.org. As always, Jane, a treat.
Thank you for having me today.
You
always
bet.
Fun to connect.